Welcome back to Burrito Quest.
The faithful have returned.
It's true. We are on a new quest. We're done with fucking Santa Fe Grill and their goddamn 60 burritos.
Probably done.
Not quite.
We're going to probably go back.
We're going to have to do a best of the quest of the guests.
They're wrapping.
What?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, these are greasy. Yeah. So,
is it greasy?
We decided that since Salsa Bro was so...
had left us.
Unceremoniously
abandoned.
Fired.
I mean, they really should have given that guy a pension.
No, I wanted a ceremony.
Ceremony. And a pension.
I've given that guy a medal.
We went to Burritos R Us. They were closed. So we went to Burger Time.
Yeah.
And the burrito's meat, green chili. It's got some potato and cheese in it. I'm going to eat it. Cheers.
Okay. Cheers. So new burritos. Hey, was Salsa Bro there?
No, it was a chair.
Damn. Our quest continues.
It's kind of little.
It is. It's like half the size, maybe, of,
kind of little, but kind of awesome.
Kind of a little salty.
I dig the flavor.
We got a taquito thing as well.
Their tortillas are yummy there, too.
Yeah, we got bonus roll tacos.
For those that don't know, because I don't think Burger Time is really...
Burger Time's local.
Yeah, it's local. Mm-hmm. It's like a burger donut restaurant that also does Mexican food. It's a franchise here in Las Cruces.
Yeah, these are pretty tiny. Look, they're about as big as a bag of coconut M&M's.
It's true.
In case you're wondering for some kind of scale. Oh yeah, I dig the flavor.
This place does a good green chili cheeseburgers too.
Mm-hmm. This is like a lunchtime burrito when you're
breakfast.
Working and like, oh shit, we need to stop and get some burritos. You get probably three or four of these and pound them down and then get on your way. Very plain too.
But you know what? I like the meat a little bit better.
Maybe refreshingly plain.
Yeah.
I wish we had salsa to pour on it.
Well, there was no ground beef, right?
Mm-mm.
At the other place.
You're right.
Which I think is weird.
That must be it.
Well, it cooks faster. And it's cheaper, so I don't know why they don't use it.
They only use the highest ingredients.
Yeah, that's what they say on their website.
Go. So, we just 6 p.m.
I kind of wish this was worse.
I wish it was not so salty.
I'm okay with the salt.
I can't believe.
What? Oh. That's right.
Hmm.
Bonus.
Dip that shit.
We got some bonus.
Back end that in there. There we go.
Rolled tacos. Oh, yeah. And they have a bunch of cheese sauce. Now we're dipping.
That's good.
Hmm. That might actually be something I'd ask them, dude, since they have the sauce anyway. Hey, could you put some of that on there?
Oh.
Well, if we ever want to go back, they've also got bean burritos.
And a fajita burrito.
And a fajita and a combo burrito, which is probably bean and meat. Here comes this roll taco.
So when I was considering this whole thing, I'm going to the different burrito establishments. One of the things hilarious is a lot of the places we could go, their choices are meat, bean and meat.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. Keeps it a little simpler.
You can dip the spicy nacho in that.
Dude, this is a lot more like...
authentic?
Yeah, or something. Maybe it's just I was more used to this growing up. Like, if you eat at Roberto's or somewhere, this is the kind of Mexican food you get.
Damn, that's true. This does taste a lot like Roberto's.
One thing I think it is as much is the oil.
Yeah.
A lot of grease.
Mmm. That's good.
I'm eating it so fast, I don't have time to drink.
I know.
So, boys, what do you think, comparing this to Santa Fe Grill? Break it down.
How's the price compare for a burrito?
Cheap.
Really? Yeah, but I mean, you're getting less.
Well, yeah,
it's like $2.70 per burrito instead of like $3.99. It's about a dollar less for like low end burritos, you know.
All right. So price comparison is not so good because you could split one of those from Santa Fe Grill,
right?
And you could feed two people, and they'd probably both be really full.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, something that's a fucking hot. Holy shit!
It is actually the hottest salsa that they have. That green there, and when it's hot, it's really hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
It was good. It's nice enough to, like, totally stuff myself on a burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like them.
I feel bad that I can't hate on this. I mean, it doesn't seem to have a hook to hate on it. There's something clown car about the Santa Fe Express burritos.
It's true. They got their high highs and their low lows.
This is just like a staple.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing we start hitting up other in gas station convenience stores, those burritos are going to be more like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, hey.
So we have this cheese left over. It's got cheese and lettuce we're using as a dip for our spicy nacho Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. It almost doesn't feel like a burrito night. It's like...
I know, we're done too quick. Dude, look, like 5 minutes in. Burrito done. I mean, not that we didn't finish sometimes like that.
But. I mean, do we have to rate these? Is that what we're doing now, or are we...
I don't know. I mean, that's the way we've been doing it, right? So,
okay. Everything is different now.
I'm not sure it's the same at all without our ratings.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think you're right.
I don't know if I'll bust people's chops so much about repetition, but.
I mean, all you can really hate on is the size, but even that's kind of like.
Yeah, they were kind of greasy.
For debate.
They're kind of greasy, but even that wasn't overpowering.
This wasn't, you know, this wasn't nearly as nasty, sloppy, greasy.
Right.
As some of the ones we've had.
I will rate this burrito discount ammunition.
That's pretty good.
If you like guns, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's got bullets in it.
Wait, but
what
if you don't?
Some of them might not fire.
This burrito's full of bullets.
I got some discount ammunition on the internet from Hungary. And like two of the bullets didn't fire.
Hmm. Out of how many?
Out of like 100.
Was it 22?
9mm.
Oh. No,
which is kind of a bad failure rate. Maybe I'm thinking of just like the discount ammunition where it just comes in a box and it's like unsorted. Like that kind of bullet.
A
yeah.
pile of bullets.
Yeah, and you know they're going to be good. They're going to do what they're meant to do.
You got some 30-odd in there. You got some 9mm, some 50.
Well, it was cheap.
22.
So you like that, and it was vaguely disappointing.
It's a surprise box.
But not probably overwhelmingly so.
I don't think it was really even vaguely disappointing. It was just kind of there. It was like a burrito. Yeah.
Well, I was talking about the burrito. Comparing it to your rating.
I was too. I guess.
I'm wrong, bro. Right.
That's what I'm doing anyway. Man.
I'm going to rate this being able to order a small beer when you've already had several large beers. I like the fact that you can do that sometimes, because sometimes another 22-ounce or 23-ounce beer is just going to put me right over the top, but another 10 or 16-ounce, not so much.
You know, I was in Buffalo Wild Wings, and I said, I want a small.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, and they brought me like this huge, like, it was like a...
It's cheaper or the same price.
Yeah, they're like, hey, it was less, so I bought it for you. And naturally, I drank the whole thing.
Well, yeah.
Who can't?
What, you think you're tough? Yeah, I've had the same thing happen. And it's, I don't know. I order a small beer on purpose.
Because it's
not because, yeah.
Even if it was more.
Right. Not partly, I think I'm thinking about doing that more often because a small beer is not going to get warm as fast. If I want cold beer, then
you know, you
the big
drink
one.
It faster.
I could do that.
To the Isaac way of drinking.
Yes, but I have progressed in years.
My friends are all so fucking cool. There's some grumpier old man up in here.
Three meat burritos. Hot. What does that mean? What's the CH?
Chili.
Chili.
Because chili is an optional ingredient in this burrito. You just get meat. It's just the meat and the potatoes.
Yeah, that's
no chili.
Weird and cool.
No chili. No cheese.
I mean, it's good for people like Kenny.
Does he not like green chili?
I don't like any vegetables matters.
Green chili vegetable.
I mean, he likes salsa, which is kind of weird, but it's all blended up into a paste effectively, right? I think the kind of salsas he likes. Okay, Isaac, you want to rate this burrito?
You know, I'm debating on rating this ball caps or just Coke, like Pepsi, like soda. I mean,
well, one of those has been
there.
Used before.
Oh, fuck, which one? Pepsi?
I used ball caps before. I'm
son
sure.
of a whore, all right.
These are good.
All of them.
Pepsi, man.
You're
or
rate
or
Pepsi?
Coke. Soda.
I yeah. Mean,
it's
run
there.
Of the mill.
It's pretty good. I drink it. I eat it. I don't have much to complain about.
Like diet soda?
Yeah.
Or regular soda?
Either. Whatever fits your fancy.
It's whatever you prefer. All things to all people.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's not like it is it's kind of like the nectar of the gods.
It's pretty rote, man. There's nothing.
It's
fancy
not
about
disgusting
it.
Either. You know, yeah. It's just good soda.
All right.
Wow, it's a burrito of many faces.
I blew his fucking
mind. It's good for everybody.
Ben's totally
tripping. It totally tastes like balls. The kind of burrito somebody would make, though.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, hey, I made some burritos for our hike. Everybody have one.
Right.
It tastes like this.
Right.
So it's good stuff. Mm. I was going to say something about it, but, you know, we got coconut M&M's, too, and they're pretty delicious.
Delicious.
They are, and it's only 210 calories per pouch.
Yeah. So, I think if I order these burritos again for a meal, I'll get two.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about doing that anyway, but we just had to get the tacos instead.
Yeah.
But when we were going to go to a Burritos RS, I know they're about as small. I was just going to get two each or something.
I heard Go Burgers are really big.
Really?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. The only thing about Go Burgers is they take a really long time to make.
Well, that, yeah, I figure some places we're going to have to call it in.
That's one of the ones. Bravos is pretty good, too.
Okay. All right.
They're more of a medium size.
So far we've failed to find Salsa Bro.
Or bad burritos.
Or bad burritos. Yeah, hey, we were one for two.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
How are you scoring this?
What are you talking about? We didn't find Salsa Bro.
Oh, that's 0 points.
Right.
Do we find any clues?
I don't know. You guys went to the store.
Ben, what do you think? Well, we found a burrito.
We sampled it.
Who's the one that made it Mexican?
It could be him.
Well, that's two clues.
We should have looked into the back.
You looked into the back?
Well, there was like a girl in the way.
No.
Is she Mexican?
She's white.
Trying to throw us off the trail.
Questionable. Ben doesn't trust the white.
Because I'm racist?
I didn't say that.
I'm racist?
I'm not labeling you.
Alright, so we don't know what we're going to eat next week. Maybe we're going to go to Burritos R Us and find out when their hours are.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude? That's bullshit. Maybe they're home for lunch or something. Mm-hmm. If not, we'll find another place. This town's full of them. Salsa Bro's got to be out there somewhere. All right, adios, everybody.